Thing. The whole world is watching this hoax. You got a DA that's out of control. You have a judge that's highly conflicted. The whole thing is a mess. And you have the leading candidate and leading crooked Joe Biden by line. He's the one that should be in trial. He's a crook. You got a crooked president. He should be in trial with all the stuff he's done and his family. He should be in trial.
Boom! Blondel Blumpf might have just caught a break. In this bullshit political persecution where it's totally not a witch hunt, right? It's totally not a kangaroo court to end Blondel Blumpf. Oh, it's not? This bullshit criminal case in New York City? The only case in New York City where you've taken a misdemeanor and kicked it up to a felony? New York City where you're letting criminals, murderers and rapists, carjackers, walk free because they broke into this country illegally. Imagine that. I can't arrest them. You can't arrest that kid fucking rapist? No. They're not here legally. Okay, we'll arrest them for that. Oh, it's crazy. Yeah, they're letting people go. But no, Blondel Blumpf, he got to go to prison. Oh, because nobody's above the law, except for all of these people that we won't arrest. And Donald Trump is facing this political persecution. That's not a political persecution if you're listening to Joe Biden's dipshit press secretary or MSNBC or any of these outlets over here that aren't X and... True Social. No, Donald Trump needs to be held to the law. You could have brought this 8 years ago. The dude who could have brought it 8 years ago looked at it 8 years ago and was like, yeah, it's not a crime. Oh, wait, we'll wait in case he runs and we'll use it in the middle of a election cycle where for the next four to six weeks, Donald Trump is going to be in court every day of the week except for Wednesday dealing with this stupid shit. But anyway, he might have just caught a break. Because you got one juror over here, juror number two. So this is a breakdown. This is a crime. And you got a breakdown of the 12-seated jurors that they now have and where they get their news from. So you got BBC, CNBC, CNN, Daily Mail, and here's all the jurors across this axis right here. And so you can see, like, juror number eight gets their information from CNBC, and New York Times, and it goes all the way down. But there's one juror. There's one juror that's not getting their information from CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, and it's juror number two. Juror number two is getting their information from Truth Social and X. Oh, shit, I'm juror number two, Abe. They caught me. And this might be a gigantic problem for these shithead criminals in Washington, D.C., who are working with the criminals in New York City to arrest Joe Biden's biggest political opponent because this jury might be impeded, I don't want to use the Black Law's dictionary definition of what happens when one juror impedes the rest of the jury so they can't convict a dude over here. I don't want to use that term because I made a reference to Game of Thrones, trying to draw a cultural connection between the Red Wedding and the amount of red hats you were going to see on January 6th. They tried to arrest me for it. So I don't want to use a certain term because they will try to arrest me again saying I threatened the jury. I ain't threatening anybody over here. I'm not threatening anybody. I'm just pointing out that it's hilarious. You've got bullshit con artists that are telling me that they're getting their news from Fox. I get my news from Fox News and Daily Mail and MSNBC. Nobody who watches MSNBC watches Fox News. Nobody who watches Fox News watches MSNBC. No. You seem to be lying. Again, it's not a threat. I'm just pointing that out. You got people sneaking onto this jury. You got people who got caught sneaking onto this jury, lied to the court, lied to the judge under oath to get onto this jury, and they were flaming fucking leftists arrested for vandalizing right-wing political posters or some shit like this. Nothing happens to those people. I mentioned a term. I use a legal term to explain what might happen in this situation. I might get arrested. So, again, that's the clown world that we live in, and we might be rescued from going deeper into clown world by juror number two over here who gets the information from Truth Social and X. How'd that dude get on that fucking jury? I don't know. I don't care, but I love it. This might be Donald Trump's saving grace with this bullshit political persecution over here. This might be fascinating to watch. Can you imagine this case gets stopped in New York City? If this doesn't work in New York City, these lefties might blow up Ukraine. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching the video. Support the channel. You want to be kept up to date on Donald Trump catching what is seemingly a gigantic break over here. Hit that subscribe button and make way because the salt must flow.